Thanks very much for Waxman to be back. Just to schedule now, or Waxman and I were just talking, tonight we'll have a general introductory type of shiur, and then there's two more shiurim that I have before that we have together before Yontif. So next week will be in Yonei Rosh Hashanah Tshuva, some topic related. There will be 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes will be crash course, not really crash course, so overview of Inyani Shemitah, those of you who were not here last year, those who were here, Chazara, just 10 minutes to take to review and to familiarize with some concepts. I'll give out a sheet that I gave out last year, and then we'll get to Inyani Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva. The following week, we'll do something Inyani Sukkos related. So those are the two shiurim after. During the year, we do Inyani Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Be'iyun. I haven't finalized exactly what we're going to do yet, which Malachis, or we might do go back to the Klalim, which we did about 6 years ago here, which I don't think any of you were here, in terms of Sigresha, Malacha Shani, Sri Lagufa, Misasik, Makalkel, and other Shinui, Grama, other types of issues related. So we'll see something in Hilcha Shabbos, which we have to learn together. Okay, but tonight we'll start with an introductory shiur, which is important both for our lives and for anybody starting their first year or their second year in yeshiva. A thought that I probably mentioned last year by way of introduction is just a one-liner to keep in mind at this time of year. The pasuk says in Amos, it's not on your sheet, Arye Shag, when the lion roars, and the end of the pasuk says, Milo Yirab, who is not fear in fear? Who is not awestruck when the lion roars? Arye, many say, some svarim bring down, Arye stands for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. It's a lion. But Aleph Reish Yud Hey, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. When the lion roars, when the days of awe are upon us, are coming, who's not going to be scared? Who's not going to be in awe? Who's not going to be trembling? The question is, though, we don't always feel it. And hopefully this year it's a little easier to get into it. You have a couple of weeks in yeshiva before the Yom Narayim. But it's difficult sometimes to be in the zone, to be in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur mood. So we have to take the mashal a little bit deeper. If we'd be walking down the street, and you go to the pool tomorrow, right? And you see a lion on the way to the pool. You're like, oh my God, and you run away. Like, oh my God, there's a lion. Nobody told me there are lions in Israel. And yet, if I would go to the zoo in Yerushalayim, the first thing I'd want to do is to go see the lions. Where are the lions? They have lions in the zoo? It's amazing. Wow, I want to go see. Where are they? What's the difference? There's a lion and there's a lion. One of the lions, I'm running away and I'm scared. And then some other lions I want to run to. The answer is, the question is there a hefsek between me and the lion? Is the lion in a cage? Is the lion over there and I'm over here and there's a big moat in between? Or is the lion right in front of me? And it's in the same area. It's right there. When there's a break, there's a hefsek, there's a cage, it's not scary. I can make faces at it, I can watch it. But when there's no break, it's right here, it's me and the lion on the road, that's pretty scary. That's pretty awesome. And that's exactly Aryushag Milo Yira. If we put up a break and a wall between us and the Yamim Narayim, and there's the other Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur over here and I'm over here, it's not so scary. It's there, it doesn't apply to me. There's a hefsek. But our job over the next couple of weeks is to break down the walls. To break down the mechitza hamavdeles bein anachnu lavinu shebashamayim. To break it down, to allow us to feel that connection to these special holy days, to the time that you have, the zman elul, in yeshiva, days and zmanin that you'll never have again in your life. To appreciate this time that we have here, to allow it to not be over there, but allow us to be connected and directly close to these special days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippur. So with that introduction, let's discuss for the next couple of moments a sugya which has a lot of lumdis to it, but hopefully we're going to bring the lumdis into the lamaisa and messages that we could get from the lumdis from the topic. Start off with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, in the name of Akavya ben Mahalalel. Everybody have the sheet, source number one. Just to translate, Ha'izun Ha'adin, the delicate balance, B'kiyam HaMitzvos. Everybody have the sheets? Please don't, if you don't have it, feel free, that were there more sheets? Okay, so share with somebody and make a copy. I have one more here. They gave me a copy. Yeah, I don't need this one. Sure. Okay, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Akavi ben Mahalal Omer, Histakel b'shlosh dvarim ve'ein atabar lidei aveira. Look at three things, and you won't come to sin. You won't come lidei, even to the yad, even to the handle of an aveira. You won't come to an aveira. Da me'ayin basa, ulana taholeich, v'lefnei mi'at ta'asir litein did v'cheshbon. No, where did you come from? Me'ayin basa, ulana taholeich, where are you going? V'lefnei mi'at ta'asir litein did v'cheshbon. And in front of who will we have to stand in judgment? Din v'cheshbon. Not for now. Interesting to look at the Mefarshim and Pirkei Avos. Homework. What's the difference between din and cheshbon? We have to stand in judgment. Din v'cheshbon. Many pshatim exactly what those two elements mean. But the Mishnah tells us, where did you come from? Iti pasrucha. We came from nothing. Where are we going to? We're going after 120 years to be buried. And we're going to have to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah tells us, life's about realizing past, present, and future. Where did we come from? Where are we going? And what's going to be with us in the future? Being a Jew, being an Eved Hashem, as Moshe Rabbeinu was called at the end of his life, Eved Hashem is about recognizing the delicate balance that we have to strike between past, present, really. Past you can learn from, you can't change the past, except with tshuva, but really the present and the future. The here and the now, what I need to focus on, and the goals that I have. And that's a balance, as we'll get back to Be'ez Hashem at the end. What I have to focus on in my years, in my time in yeshiva, in my specific seder that I'm involved in right now, in the shir that I'm listening to. But I also have to have in mind the future and what it means for me. How do I affect the future by what I do now? And we have to have both focuses, as Be'ez Hashem will come back to at the end. But in lumdis terms, this also comes up. Question. Somebody is told by his doctor, you're not such a healthy guy. You could fast one day a month, not more than that. If you fast more than one day a month, it's pikuach nefesh and you can't do it. It's the month of Tishrei. There are two fast days in the month of Tishrei. The third day of Tishrei and the tenth day of Tishrei. So, what does this person do? Right? They're told today, middle of Elul. What's going to be the first fast day that comes, that hits me? Tzom Gedalia. The third day, a fast midrabanan. But wait a minute. If I fast on Tzom Gedalia, I'm not going to be allowed, halachically, to fast on Yom Kippur. What do I do? Do I fast Tzom Gedalia? Don't worry about it. Or no, this is Rabbanan. This is Daraisa. There's only one Daraisa fast. Short-term, long-term view. Present, future. Which wins? What do I do? Machlokas in the Achronim, as we'll see. Or another question. Somebody's in jail. Question that the Achronim deal with. The person in charge of the jail comes and says, I'll lay you out one day a year. Your choice. Whatever day you want. You make the call. What day do you choose? Well, what are our choices? Rosh Hashanah, Purim, Yom Kippur. What day would you choose? You get out one day. Or today. I can answer you, Yehi Shmei Rabbah, today. There's no minion in jail. What do I do? Right now? Or in a month from now? Or in 7 months from now? What is my halachic obligation between taking the present view or the future? I'll ask you another question. We'll get back to all of these. So this came up, Rahman al-Islan. Somebody knows that they have to go into a hospital and they have a certain disease, and whatever they bring into the hospital is going to be burned before they leave. Is he allowed to bring his tefillin in? Can he bring his tefillin into the hospital? Right now I have to put on tefillin today. So I'll put on tefillin today. Oh, what's going to happen in a month from now? What do you mean what's going to happen in a month from now? You're bringing your tefillin in to be burned? So what do I do? They're all different, but they're all similar. What type of view do I take in my Avodas Hashem? Halachically. Short term, long term. So this sugya starts with a Mishnah and a discussion in the Masechta Shabbos. The sugya is known as, you see it quoted by Achronim, Ishtapich Chamimei. the water spills. What water is spilling? So that's what it's called. Now let's go back to what the sources say. Says the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. That's the 19th parak in Shabbos. Parak Reb Elazar Demila. All sugis of Rismila are in that parak. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Im lo hevi kli me erev Shabbos mevio b'Shabbos megula. We know the halacha is that if somebody has a baby boy on Shabbos, the bris is the following Shabbos. 8 days later, you count the day of birth and the day of the bris. Right? The day of birth is day one. So baby born on Shabbos, the bris is next Shabbos. We paskin, a mila bismana, a mila that's done on its proper day is docha Shabbos. Even though it's a malacha. We're learning hilcha Shabbos. You know how to do bris mila on Shabbos. Why? It's the malacha of wounding. Chovel. Which malacha is chovel? Which is the 39? It's not one of the 39. So where does it fall? The Gemara is so not clear. Everybody agrees that Chovel is a malacha d'araisa, but we don't know which malacha. There are at least four suggestions in the Rishonim. Which malacha is Chovel? If I punch somebody and I make them bleed, what malacha did I violate? So there are different opinions. Shochet and Dash and others. Not for now. But we know it's Malacha D'Araisa. But that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tazria that even though you're violating a Malacha, if it's a Mila on day 8, so then the Mila is Docha Shabbos. If you're not sure, let's say baby's born Friday night. You're not sure. Friday, Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris Mila on Shabbos. Because maybe it's not a Mila Bismana. But a Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos. Says Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, what happens if I forgot to bring the knife to shul, or let's say the baby's at home. Let's say the bris mila is at home. Let's say I forgot to bring the knife. The moa forgot to drop off his mila bag before Shabbos. So what do? The knife's not here, and there's no eruv. So you're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos. Are you allowed to bring a knife through a street without an eruv to do bris mila? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes. Rabbi Eliezer says, "In lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos mevio b'Shabbos megula." Even if you didn't bring it on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos Megula. Why revealed? That's not our sugya now. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, what's known as Machshire Mila. Even the preparatory stages for Bris Mila are Docha Shabbos. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, end of the second line, Kol Malacha She'efshel Asosim Erev Shabbos, Eino Docha Es HaShabbos. If you could have done it on Friday, so you can't do it today. You have to do it before Shabbos. Only the actual cutting, the actual mila, cannot be done before. That is the machlokes tanoim in Masechet Shabbos. Ask the Rishonim the following question. Within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to carry the knife. That's a malacha d'oraisa. You're allowed to carry, in a Rishus HaRabim, carry the knife through the streets and get to where you do the bris. Ask the Rishonim. I have an easier answer. Why do you bring the knife to the baby? Why don't you bring the baby to the knife? Why? Why is that better? Carrying a baby on Shabbos is a malacha d'rabanan, not a malacha d'araisa. The principle called chai noseas atzmo. A live person carries himself. When you carry a live person, what do you mean chai noseas atzmo? You ever holding a child and then all of a sudden the child falls asleep? It's like 3 pounds heavier. All of a sudden, the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. So even sleeping child is heavier. So a dead, they're not carrying. Chai noseas atzmo. They're doing a little bit. I'm doing a little bit. It doesn't make it mutter, but it makes it down from a daraisa to a drabanan. So as we've shown him, what's your Belezer talking about? You carry the knife to the baby. You're allowed to do malacha daraisa. Just carry the baby to the knife. Simple. What? It's cold outside. Can't carry the baby. Right. But in Babel and Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't so cold. Right? Some of the Rishonim was in cold places. But why can't you carry the baby to the knife? 2 days in the Rishonim. 2 days in Tosfos, 2 days in the Rashba. You have it in source number 2 and source number 3. 1 day in the Rishonim. 1 day in the Rishonim says, let's read it in Tosfos, let's read the question. V'im Tomar. V'yaviyu atino geitzel kli. Just bring the baby to the knife. Dahashto leka iser Shabbos klal. There's no iser daraisa. You're bringing a baby. You're doing a drabanan. It's much better to do a drabanan than to do a daraisa. Dechai no seyat atzmo. Says Tosfos v'yesh lomar. Dekatan tsarech li'imohu. The baby's tiny. Ula achar hamilo hayatzarech lahachziro li'imo. After you do the bris, You're going to have to bring what? You're going to carry the baby to the knife, and then what? Then the baby is going to be sick, right? Or he's a chole. And then what? The baby has to nurse afterwards. So you're going to bring the baby back. But you know what the halach is? If you have a sick baby, or you have a person who's sick, who can't move, then it's just like they're dead, meaning it's a malacha daraisa. Meaning in 5 minutes, you're going to have to do a malacha daraisa anyway. So it was not going to help you, says Tosfos. You're going to carry the baby to the knife. Oh, it's only a drabanan. But 1 minute, after the bris milah, the baby's going to be in the status of chole, sick, and carrying that baby now is going to be a daraisa. So it's not going to help you. So just bring the knife now. The Rashba also has that line also, right before it's underlined. Day number one. Again, focus. Why can't I just, why isn't it better to bring the baby? Because in 5 minutes from now, right after the bris, the baby's going to be what's called kafus in halacha, as if the baby's tied down. You're going to have to do a daraisa then anyway to bring it back. So there's no adifus. There's nothing better about doing that. I'll take the question in 1 second. That's the first day in the Rishon. Says the Rashba, I beg to differ. Says the Rashba, look at his words in source 3, where it's underlined, Veinu Mechuber Be'enai. I don't like this. To Mikom Makom, Achshav Eino Kafus. What are you talking about right now? Right now, says the Rashba. Is the baby sick? No. Right now, carrying the baby. You have a choice right now. Carry the knife or carry the baby. Knife, Daraisa, baby, Drabanan, carry the baby. What's going to happen in 10 minutes from now? Says the Rashba, it's not my business. V'lamen Achal Olav Achshav. Yovitino Keitzeli Zemel. Right now it's drabanan. Right, the deal. Maybe that the mother's going to be able to come afterwards. Right, we're not focusing on that. So the Rashba and Tosfos have to give a different answer why you don't carry the baby. Two deos in Tosfos, two deos in the Rashba. How to answer this question? Yes.
Why do you suffer if the mother's not there or not?
The assumption was that if you would bring the baby, that the mother is a yoledet, she just had a baby a couple of days ago, so she wasn't traveling either. That was the assumption. That's the assumption. Let's take a step back for a minute. So what do we have now? We have a machlokas rishonim. When you have a choice what to do in a certain halachic situation, do I look at the here and the now? Right now. Daraisa Darabanan. Do the Darabanan. That's better. It's going to be a Daraisa in 10 minutes from now? That's not my issue. Doesn't matter. I look at right now. I look at the present. And the Rashba himself argues. The Rashba says, no way. The Rashba says, you look at the here and the now. The other day I quoted was that, no. You take a broad view of mitzvos. You got to look at the future too. You got to have a long-term view. And therefore, in this case, you don't carry the baby because that's going to be a Darabana and a Daraisa. At least here it's just a Daraisa. Machlokas. But it goes earlier. This is not the Rashba's Chiddush. This is his Rebbe's Chiddush, the Ramban. The Chachmei Sfarad, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. A sleep question. Wake you up and you sleep, you got to know the answer. Chachmei Sfarad, Ramban, he started the Beis Medrash, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. Right? Rebbe to Talmud, to Talmud, to Talmud. Rabbi, you ever not understand something in the Ramban? You look at his Talmud, because usually it's more expansive. That's why the Ritva is the most expansive, because he has two generations of the Chiddush already, and the Ritva expands it and explains it and makes it beautiful. It's beautiful without the Ritva. But it starts with the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran. So you got to go back a generation. This isn't the Rashba's Chiddush. This is Rebbe's Chiddush, the Ramban. And here we go. Where does the name come from? To the Sugi Ishtah Bechamimeh. Source number 4. The Mishnah tells us that in Talmudic times, medical science was that after the baby has a bris milah, he had to be washed in hot water. If he wasn't washed in hot water, pikuach nefesh. So whenever he did a bris milah, he washed the baby in hot water afterwards. So when they had a bris milah on Shabbos, they prepared the hot water before Shabbos. So right after they did the bris, they could wash the baby with hot water. That's what the Gemara said. Mishnah says in Shabbos, Marchisin es hakatan, bein lefnei amila, bein lachar amila, you wash the baby. What's the shayla? What happens? And it's probably something that didn't come up so not often. Right? Bris milah was probably done in the house. The whole family's there. You put the hot water on the side. Everybody's doing a bris. Mazel tov, mazel. You know, they're about to do it. And then all of a sudden, right before you do the bris, one of the kids knocks into the hot water and all the hot water falls on the floor. You're about to do the bris. So now what? What do you mean, now what? Do the bris. What? Do the bris? But 1 second. If you do the bris, you're going to have to boil up water on Shabbos? Because the baby's going to be a cholish, a yeshbo sakana? His life's going to be in danger? Are you allowed to do that? You had to warn her before Shabbos. You can't do the bris. No, 1 minute. The bris. What do I do? Ishtapich chamime. The hot water spilled out. That's how this sugya, this topic, gets its name. Because of this case, says the Baal HaMo'or, Mizrahi Halevi, one of the greats from southern France, from Provence, says the Baal HaMo'or, you know what? You push off the bris. Bris Milah is unbelievable. You become a full Jew with a bris. You got to do it on day 8, says the Baal HaMo'or, tough. Your water spilled. You can't do another malacha. You don't do the bris now. Because in 5 minutes from now, if you do the bris, you're going to have to boil up hot water, and that is not allowed on Shabbos. Says the Baal HaMo'or, where it's underlined, Avolim nishbechu kodem ha-mila, ha-mila nidches. The mila is pushed off. Ve'ein ha-shabbos nidche. And you don't push it off. And he quotes the Gemara in Erev in the Shtapet called the Shtapet Chamime. But this is the Baal HaMo'or. Says the Ramban, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. From the bottom of the rift, many times you have the Baal HaMo'or and you have the Milchamos Hashem. That's the Ramban. He fights the wars for Hashem to defend the rift against the Baal HaMo'or's attacks. Says the Ramban, turning the page, source number 6 on top. Says the Ramban, it's underlined, Ve'ein Omrim Tidche Mila. No, you don't say push off the mila. You do the mila. Mila is doche Shabbos. Right after you do the mila, pikuach nefesh. Hot water. We need hot water. Fine. Wonderful. Mutter. You're allowed to put yourself into the situation where you're going to have to be doche Shabbos. Because right now, what you're doing is mutter. Here's the 4 words that the Ramban coins. He brings it from elsewhere, middle of line 4, the ein lemitzvah ella shaita. When it comes to mitzvahs, you look at right now, ein lemitzvah ella shaita, look at what's in front of you. She'ein lidchos mila mebnei t'chiyah shabbos, she'yovo la'achar mikan, mebnei asakana. That's not my business, says the Ramban. When it comes to mitzvahs, I ask, right now I have a mitzvah bris mila in front of me, correct? Yes. Am I doing anything wrong? No. I did the mila. I have to warm up hot water. Great! Do it! That's what you have to do! And the Baal HaMo'or says, no, of course not. You have to take the long-term view of mitzvahs. You have to take the larger view. Machlokas, Baal HaMo'or and the Ramban. Machlokas, 2 deyas in Tosfos about why we don't bring the baby to the knife. But this is it. This is a machlokas we've shown him how to view mitzvos. And now we expand to some of the cases that we discussed in the Achronim. Says the Radvaz, source 7. The Radvaz actually is on the border. I remember it was about 18 years ago. 18 years ago, out of all the years that I've been married, so every year, basically some of you were in Cayley, I've been in camp almost every year. There were 2 years my wife was in medical school, so I learned in the Lakewood Base Medrash in Borough Park. I lived in Borough Park for the first 7 years of my life, of my marriage. And so I learned in the Lakewood Base Medrash, me and another guy, YU guy, we went there, and we learned there. So we were known as the 2 YU guys in the Lakewood Base Medrash in Borough Park for that summer. So I remember we were learning Masechta Shavuos, and I had a whole pile of, I had a Rimi Gash, and a Rabba, a whole pile of Sfarim, and somebody came over, his name was a Rabbi Reuben, I remember, and he's like, oh, what do you have there? I said, oh, I've got a bunch of Rishonim. So in the there was a Rambam, a Ritva, and there was a Radvaz. One of the truths of the Radvaz. And he started, why do I remember this? Because 18 years ago, he starts screaming at me, the Radvaz is not a Rishon, don't call him a Rishon, he's an Akron on the border. So I'm like, okay, I didn't mean that, Dafka, a Rishon, okay, there's different, where's the line, 1492, around there, so the Radvaz is somewhere on the border, so I'm always careful, don't call him a Rishon, don't call him an Akron, so remember that, when he screamed at us, okay, anyway, so says the Radvaz, source number 7, here's the Shaila we had before, Shaila, Reuven Shahaya Chavush Beveso Asurim, Reuven was in jail, V'lohaya Yacholotzeis L'his Palel Basara, he couldn't get out to daven with a minyan. Vilasos ha-mitzvos. And he couldn't go out to do any mitzvahs. Shofar, dalan minim. They didn't let him out. Lefnei v'etchanein lefnei hasaro ha-hegmon. And he begged in front of the officer. V'lo ava shemoa lahanicho. And they didn't want to let him be. Zulasi yom echad bashana. One day. Eze yom sheyachpots. Whatever day he wants. Yoreh ha-moreh. Radvaz. Tell us, what day should I pick? He was asked this question. Yoreh ha-moreh, eze yom, mikol yimos ha-shona, yivcha ruvein, ha-nizkar l'leches l'beis ha-knesses. He says, what do I do? tshuva. He says, Ra'isi, I saw one of the Chachmei Dareinu b'tshuva who tried to answer this question. I didn't agree with anything he said. B'tchila, line 5, Kasav Dadaf Yom HaKippurim. First he said Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? You could do Yom Kippur just as well in jail as you could do out of jail. What do you need? You need to do the. You don't need a minion to say the avoda. It's emotional. Emotionally, we want to be in shul on Yom Kippur, but that's not really logical. You take a woman says, "Oh, if I go to shul, I'm not going to be able to fast." Okay, so stay home. Don't go to shul. Halachically, there's what do we do in shul? Okay, we get inspired and we feel it. But so the first thing is Yom Kippur. V'achar kach echlifu b'yom haPurim. Mikra Megillah, Persume Nisa. Right, Purim. Mikra Megillah, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Persume Nisa. Vein Roy Lismol Chadvarav, I don't think that's right either. Says the Radvaz, Avamasha Roy Lismol Chalavu, Danan Kaimalon, De'ein Ma'avir and Alamitzos. Don't pass up. Mitzvos, Vein Cholik Bozekla, and nobody argues on this principle. Right, we all know that we need to take out our Tfilin Shel Yad first. So that we don't have our tilin shel rosh and have to put it down, right? We all know ein ma'avir in ala mitzvos. Hilka chamitzvah harishona shetava liyados yefshel asosa v'uchavish beis asurim. The first mitzvah, the cross comes his way. Kodemes the ein mashkichin, and it doesn't matter im hamitzvah shepaga botchila hi kava o chamura. Doesn't matter what level mitzvos. As we know, shi'at yodea matan schar shal mitzvos. We don't know, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the different schar for mitzvos. Lo sa'aseis we know. There's more serious lo sa'aseis and less. But mitzvos asay, out of the 248, we don't decide which are chamer, which are kal. The first mitzvah. So what's the first mitzvah you get to do? Kiddush Hashem. You go out today. You answer Yesh Bei Rabba. You did the mitzvah of Ingnashi, B'sofon Yisroel. So you go out today, says the Radvaz. The Radvaz is like a Ramban orientation, if you would put them together. Right? Ein l'mitzvah l'shaita. Today, you go out today. And the Chacham Tzvi argues, Rashi Ashkenazi, source 8, he quotes the Radvaz. And he argues based on a number of sources where we say, no, it's not always true. What's in front of you? Sometime, the Gemara says, in terms of the order of karbanos, what do you bring first? A more kadosh karban, a more common karban, tadir, mekudash, it's not so simple, says the Chacham Tzvi. Sometimes you have to look ahead. Sometimes you have to take other factors into account. So we have machlokas achronim. What about the other case we mentioned? Source number 9, says the Sechemed. Yeah. Which did he say? He did not specify. You look at the tshuva, he just quoted that you don't have to, he didn't really give an answer to, if I remember, he didn't get back at the end of the tshuva to specifically choosing, but it's but you definitely should weigh the different mitzvos, and which one, and again, you have to think about one that you need a minyan for to get to shul, that's the ones, the shofar, I mean the Gemara talks about which one is better to have a minyan. Parsha Zohar might need a minyan according to some. Megillah is different with a minyan, so you have to weigh the options. The Sechemed, the encyclopedic work from the 1800s, right, pre any type of computer obviously, unbelievable 8, 9 volumes of the Sechemed, he has the case, Som Gedalia or Yom Kippur. Sorry it's a little light, but I'm sure it's in the Sifriya here. Misha Barulo, Shem Yis'ane B'Som Gedalia. It's clear to somebody that if they fast on Som Gedalia, Yaziklo Yom HaKippurim. Right? And he won't be able to fast. He has a machla, he has a sickness. If he fasts once. So what do you say? So he says on line 8, Our machlokas, Radvaz Chacham Tzvi about which day you go out of jail. Our machlokas about the Balamar and the Rabban. Do you do bris milah if the hot water spilled out before Shabbos? This is this machlokas. But then he starts going through. Is it really though? Some Gedai is only the Rabbanan. Yom Kippur's Daraisa. Or maybe Tzom Gedalia. Maybe Hashem will give you a Refuah Shleima. Well, you know for sure? A person knows for sure they're still going to be sick tomorrow? Maybe you'll wake up and boom, Nisim Midiflos. Hashem will give him a Yeshua. How do I know? What kind of lack of bitachon you have? Right, says the Sechemed. Man, we'll keep davening. So in London, conceptual lumdus, you know, it might be connected, but there are other factors, the Sdei Chemed points out. Turning over the page now. And he's noted to say that you fast on Tzom Gedalia. That's his netiya. Nira l'dayto aksara, dekima de mitzvah shal tainis Tzom Gedalia, hayom uzmano, today is the day, ve'inu shiyam ha-kipurim lo higiyas mano, is only later on. So he feels that that is what would win, even though it is drabanan. Even though it is drabanan, and it's even a little different than two mitzvahs in front of you, because this one's man came already, this one's man didn't come already. Last one, before, we're going to skip now a little bit, because I want to get to some of the hashkafa as well. There's another context. Look at 10, 11, 12, 13, those sources. Feel free to look. We're going to go to 14. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked in 1954, Tuf Shin Dalin. He was asked by Rav Huttner, what do you do in the case where somebody has a contagious illness, and when he goes into the hospital, everything that he brings into the hospital is going to be burned. Is he allowed to bring in his tefillin? Right? Somebody had the shayla. If they bring the tefillin in the middle of line 4, Yisruvu gama tefillin. Can he take his tefillin in? Can he take his tefillin in? That was the shayla. And obviously, a person wants to bring their tefillin in, but they want to do the right thing. Rav Moshe Paskins, he cannot bring his tefillin in. He goes through the Baal Amar and the Ramban, and he says he cannot bring his tefillin in. A, maybe because of a Baal Amar type svara. You got to have a long-term view. Right now, what I am doing, look what it's going to lead to. I can't just mind my own business now. And there are svaras given, though this might be totally on the Machlokas Baal Amar Ramban, there are svaras given that maybe the case of the tefillin, though, might be even worse. Rav Asher Weiss also talks about this in source number 15, in the back of his Sefer on Masechah Shabbos. So he quotes Rav Moshe, and he also talks about two different elements. A little is Rav Moshe, a little bit is Rav Asher Weiss. Number one, there might be a difference between, let's say, the Baal Amar Ramban case. I'm doing Bris Milah right now. So what's that going to make me do afterwards? Oh, maybe I might have to do another Isser of Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is an Isser on the Maisa. There's an action that's forbidden. That might be different than where the result of the action is the focus. By Hilcha Shabbos, by Isser Shabbos, the focus is the action. I'm not allowed to do this act. The focus is the writing. It's not like what I wrote. It's the act of plowing, the act of cleaning. By destroying Hashem's name, it's the result of having Hashem's name destroyed. So I might have to worry about that, even if it's down the road. It's a different type of Avera. It's the result. So it might be worse. Even the Ramban might agree that you can't bring your tefillin in. Or, to say it another way, and this is now in source number 15, in the Baal Amar Ramban case, what am I doing now? I'm doing Bris Milah. I'm doing a mitzvah that I have to do. What am I doing in the hospital case? I'm bringing in my tefillin. I didn't do the mitzvah yet. I'm bringing it into a place where now it's going to be burned. So maybe even the Ramban would agree that it would be a problem to bring tefillin in. Again, it's heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. I had a Talmud, Rachman al-Islan, a number of years ago. Zichron al-Vracha. But he had a certain illness where he couldn't go to the bathroom in the normal way, so he had to be in bed, and he asked. He asked Posek, Rebbe in YU, you know, am I allowed to wear tefillin for the next few months, the last few months that he had? And the psak was no. And he cried that he couldn't wear tefillin. We have to realize the schus that we have of wearing tefillin. And the pain Rav Moshe must have been in by giving this psak, but this is the halacha. The halacha is you got to take the long-term view in this case. So we have the Baal Amar Ramban, we have the Shtapeh Chamimeh, and we have the baby and the knife, and we have the guy in jail, and we have Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, and we have bringing the tefillin in. All this reflects and highlights and illustrates that in halacha, Maybe we can learn something from both sides. There are times that we have to focus on the present, the here and the now, ein l'mitzvah el shaito. There are sometimes that we have to take a long-term view, like the Baal HaMor says. But as we'll go now for the next few moments, it's not only in the halachic realm, but also in the hashkafic realm. We need to have both focuses. Sometimes, or maybe not sometimes, always, we have to have both. On the one hand, we have to focus on what's in front of us. We have to focus on what we're doing right now. It's human nature to always focus on the next step. Like we're here, but we're focusing on like there. Like when we're in camp, we're focusing on school. When we're in school, we're focusing on camp. When we're here, you're next week. And when I'm learning, I'm focusing on the teal. When I'm on the teal, I'm focusing on the... We're always like jumping ahead. It's human nature. But we have to focus on what we're doing right now. That's a major component of Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Surah 16, Im lo achshav emasai. If not now, when? And Rabbeinu Yonah writes there, where it's underlined, Ki kol hayamim asher uchai ol ha'adama, every day that a person's alive, chayev hu l'sakein atzmo, v'lasot b'mitzvos, every day we have to focus. Focus what we're doing. And he says on line 4, it means when we're younger, we have to really focus then and not just focus on, how many times do the Talmidim say, I'm going to start working. I'm like, don't run to start working. Enjoy the time right now. You're never going to get it again. When we're younger, and Rabbeinu Yonah gives the beautiful mashal, when you have a tree that's small, that's just a sapling, if it starts growing in a certain way, you can still like maneuver it and push it and make it grow straight, make it this, make it that. Once the tree becomes stronger and older and thicker and can't move it anymore, it's already stuck in its ways. Once you chop it down, you have to start over again. Much harder when one gets older. But when one's young, we're like those years that we're molding ourselves. We have to focus on right now. We have to focus on what's in front of us. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, an amazing story. One of the Tanoim met Eliyahu Hanavi. And he asked Eliyahu, when's Mashiach coming? He says, go ask him. So he goes to ask Mashiach. He says, when are you coming? He says, I'm coming today. So he runs back and he tells his friends, Mashiach's coming today. And Mashiach didn't come that day. Mashiach lied to me! Amar Le, last line. Eliyahu Hanavi answers, Hachi Amar Lecha. He didn't say he's coming today. He said, Hayom im Bekolo Tishmo. Today, if you listen. Meaning, if we're zochet to focus on today, and Bnei Yisrael does everything that they can do at that moment, then they'll be zochet to Mashiach. I can come today. But we have to have the attitude of Hayom in Bekol Tishmo. In the Likutei Maharan, I think it's the only one I've ever quoted. The Likutei Maharan in Source 20. Somebody showed this to me last year and it fit into the shir. So I don't think I've ever quoted him before, but here it is. Likutei Maharan in Source 20. It's great. He says, Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. So you shouldn't get used to it. I mean, nothing against, but in Hilcha Shabbos, you don't have too many. Zeh klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. Shelo yasim l'neged einav ki im oso hayom. It's a klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. You know what I focus this to be? Right now. I have a chavrusa right now. I need to be focused on this chavrusa. I'm in a shir right now. I'm learning this perek of Tanakh right now. This is what I'm doing. I'm benching right now. I need to be benching. I'm doing this right now. This is what I'm doing. Hayom im Bekol Tishmo. V'chein b'avodah yisbarach lo yasim l'neged einav. In the last line, ki im oso hayom v'oso hashah. That moment. That is the first half of our avoda. We have to focus on the now, on the present, what's in front of us. But of course, we also have to have an eye on the future. We also have to have goals for ourselves. Have goals of where we want to get to. And what we want to achieve. What do we want to achieve in Elul Zman? What we want to achieve in Charif Zman? What do I want to accomplish? How do I want to be davening better? How do I want to do this? How do I want to do that? Because the future also impacts the present, and we can't just focus on the present. Right? The Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tamid, Ezeo Chacham, Pirkei Avos is different. What does the Maseches Tamid say? Ezeo Chacham, Haroa Es Hanolat. He who sees the future, he who sees the results of one's actions. And this applies both on the detail level of halacha and in general. Or the Shulchan Aruch says, source 23, I shouldn't eat too much by the second meal of Shabbos on the winter Shabbosos, because then I won't have enough room in my stomach to eat Shal Shudis. Roa es hanolad. If I know, oh, I can't. Right, what's the if Shal Shudis, we go, oh, I can't. We'll have a makkah right after Shabbos, we could eat like three slices of pizza. Right, all of a sudden. But like Shal Shudis, oh. No, haro es hanolad. So don't eat dessert by the second meal. We have to have a future focus. But obviously that's just a prat. But in general, we have to focus on the future. We have to realize where we want to be. And that'll impact the present. Rav Zevin writes in La Torah V'Lamoadim, source 24. I skipped the other one. Rav Zevin writes, there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, Oz Yashir Moshe, top line. Uve medrash. Kol prakmatia shel Moshe lo haisa ela ba'az. Moshe was always dealing with us. Oz Yashir Moshe. Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim. Moshe set aside the Ari Miklat. Oz Yashir. Oz. What's Oz? That's the Medrash. What's the message of the Medrash? Oz means then, in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu was always planning for the future. Oz Yashir Moshe. What does Rashi say? Mikan Lutkiyas Amesim Enato. Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim. He set aside three Ari Miklat, even though they weren't going to work until after Yeshua Ben Nun set aside the other three. But he still did it because he's planning for the future. What is all of Sefer Dvarim? All of Sefer Dvarim is a Musar Shmuz. The Bali Musar says the greatest Musar Sefer that we have. Sefer Dvarim. The Talei Chaim writes, one of his Sichos on the beginning of Dvarim, he writes, you have more psukim, emotional psukim in Sefer Dvarim than you have in any other Sefer in the Torah. You can do it, listen up, it's great, you're awesome. Atanit Tzavim Ayom Kolchem, Shema Yisrael, Ma Atam Hashem Shoel Memcha. So many psukim of Moshe Rabbeinu, you could do it. Why is Moshe giving a pep talk? Because this is, he's going to die. He's not going to be around. He's an us. He's always involved in us. He's always focused on the future. That's what Moshe did. Even Yaakov Avinu, source 25. Yaakov Avinu brought wood down from Mitzrayim, from Canaan, when they went to Mitzrayim, because he saw in the future that they would need wood for the Mishkan. See, he brought wood down hundreds of years before. Because a Jew doesn't only focus on the present, but he also focuses on the future. There's a beautiful Gemara, I'm sorry, I didn't give it to you, but if you never saw it, look it up. Tainus Chav Gimel. Where the Gemara talks about Choni Amagel. He's walking in the field and he sees somebody planting a tree. And he says, oh, well, planting a tree, how long does it take this tree to grow fruit? The guy says, 70 years. He says, 70 years? So why are you planting the tree? You think you're going to live that long? He says, when I was born, there was a tree with fruit. So I'm planting this for the next generation. And then the story that he fell asleep for 70 years and he woke up and he saw. Okay, that's the Choni Amagel story. The second half of it, not the rain one. So what is that Gemara about? It's about a Jew plans for now and he also plans for the future. He plants trees now because he has the future in mind. So im lo achshav emasai, but also ezel chacham aroes anolad. Both in the world of lamdas and halacha and in the world of hashkafa, we as Ovdei Hashem have to make sure we focus both on the present and on the future, both on the short term and on the long term. Both on the Ein L'mitzvah El Shaita, right now what's in front of us, and where we want to be, because that could impact what we do right now. So Hashem should all give us the Chachma and the Siyata D'Shmaya as we finish off Tav Shinayin Hey, we get into Tav Shinayin Vav, and Hashem should give us the Chachma that we should fulfill all of our goals, we should fulfill every moment in front of us, and allow our future goals looked at in the proper perspective to influence what we do in the present.